It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
This week I spoke to Green Party co-leader James Shaw about a few different things. We discussed the call from the Green Party for ACC to divest from fossil fuels, the APEC bill, and we touched briefly on the budget and the Public Finance Act. Justice Minister Andrew Little has also recently announced that the government will be reversing the 2010 prisoner ban after both the Supreme Court found it inconsistent with the Bill of Rights and the Waitangi Tribunal found it in breach of treaty principles. I begin by asking James on the background to overturning the ban to now allow prisoners with an under 3 year sentence to vote.
Well, what this does is it reverses a law change that National brought in when they were in government a few years ago. And what they did was they put a complete ban on prisoners being allowed to vote. Now, under the old system, people who were serving a sentence of more than 3 years weren't allowed to vote, but people who were serving a sentence of less than 3 years were. And so what we're doing is we're simply winding back the clock to the original state of affairs.
Because this is followed after a Supreme Court decision upheld, I guess, a declaration that was inconsistent with the Bill of Rights and fundamental freedoms. At the same time, though, with this law change, there's still that argument coming from National side that they're going to keep the 2010 amendment when the next election comes around. And so what's your response to, I guess, National's argument that it's a right that should be breached?
Well, I would say that National have always been kind of pretty weak on human rights. It is the right to vote is a fundamental human right, and going to prison is the punishment that you have for breaking the law. And it doesn't justify other breaches of human rights.
I'll move on to there's a report that just came out from the Green Party on calling for the ACC to divest from fossil fuels. Could you talk to me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, this came off the back of a select committee report that my colleague Chloe Swarbrick initiated. And, you know, the ACC has got hundreds of millions of dollars invested in the fossil fuel industry, whilst the New Zealand Superannuation Fund has actually divested from all but a tiny amount of fossil fuel investments over the course of the last few years. And so what the Green Party is saying is, well, at the very least, the ACC fund, which is the largest fund that we've got, should at least follow the lead of the super fund and take the sort of risk-based approach and get out of fossil fuels.
However, ACC's argument, I guess, or they're defending the investment, is that they're saying that it's not unethical that they're investing in fossil fuels?
Well, I mean, previously they got out of tobacco, and tobacco is still legal, whereas what they're arguing is that fossil fuel investments are legal. And therefore they should be allowed to continue to invest in them. But a couple of weeks ago, of course, Parliament passed a law saying that we wanted to be carbon zero by 2050 at the latest. You know, we know that fossil fuels are warming the climate and causing a significant amount of human misery, and that will continue into the future. And so whether or not fossil fuels are legal, there is an ethical question about whether they should be invested in them. And like I said, I think that they should follow the lead that the New Zealand Superannuation Fund set a few years ago and take a risk-based approach and reduce their commitments to the fossil fuel industry.
Is it fair to say that ACC has had a history of investing in schemes that might have been unethical?
Well, I mean, I guess their argument would be that, you know, the public perception of what is ethical changes over time, and it's also not a fixed point, right? Is that, you know, there will be a kind of a group of activities that people consider to be unethical, and so that changes over time. I would just say when it comes to fossil fuels that they're behind the eight ball and that public opinion has definitely moved on that.
Mm-hmm. And then the next thing was the AEPC bill, which is also something that the Green Party is against.
Oh, the APEC. Yeah.
APEC, yeah.
Yeah. So this is a law change that is temporary, but it basically allows for expanded powers for New Zealand police, but also for foreign security agents who would be accompanying their kind of governmental representatives, and enables them to essentially carry open guns whilst they're here. And in our view, that's a step too far, and actually New Zealand laws should be adequate for that.
So what currently are the regulations around being able to carry firearms in terms of positions of security or police or enforcement?
Well, security can't. Only the police can, and then the police have. It's complicated. There's sort of a range of restrictions that they have, but generally they don't carry open firearms. What this bill would do is that it would simply expand that to enable them to carry firearms openly. But the thing that we're particularly concerned about is the idea that actually you're going to have, security agents for foreign governments in New Zealand and able to carry weapons.
Another concern I saw that was the use of wireless electronic technology.
It's about countermeasures.
Right.
So the idea is it's sort of part of a surveillance package, and essentially what we're worried about is that it would enable those security services from foreign governments to, basically carry, surveillance activities here in New Zealand.
I hope it's all right that I asked you a little bit about the Public Finance Act. Is that something that you're happy to talk to about today?
Sure.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot to it.
There is. I guess the question is, so the Public Finance Act, I guess, puts on really strict debt limitations, and then there's obviously been a lot of talk on what the budget's going to be used on. So I was wondering if you had any feelings or thoughts on the fact.
The Public Finance Act itself doesn't contain any limitations on debt, but what it does say is that a government has to lay out a fiscal strategy that includes its policies on debt, for example, amongst other things. What the intention of the Act is to do is to provide some kind of transparency and predictability to the public by saying, look, this government's view of debt is either restrictive or it's expansive and so on. So that's actually all it does, is require governments to have a publicly published strategy around debt. The thing is that in New Zealand we have operated historically with very low levels of debt, particularly if you compare ourselves to other OECD countries. That of course went up after the GFC and the Christchurch earthquake, which were both very expensive, and then have come down to just under 20% of gross domestic product. And there are calls at the moment, particularly because the international economy is slowing down because of things like the trade war between the US and China, and also because we've recognised that actually in New Zealand we have a huge infrastructure and housing deficit, and debt is incredibly cheap. It's actually the cheapest it's ever been in history, and so it kind of makes sense to have a more expansive view of it now in order to fund, housing and infrastructure.
Is there a general trend towards changing the debt limits and then allowing more spending to occur?
Well, that's a live matter for debate inside the government at the moment.
That was Green Party co-leader James Shaw, and we'll be back after a break.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.